It's 8 o'clock. Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks begins right fucking now.
It's gifts of VHS tapes.
Yeah, like I was intrigued because this guy, I don't know if he liked something, you know, like, I guess it is liking on Twitter now. If he likes something on Twitter or something, but I'm like, oh, this guy, it says like VHS archives or something.
This is
but
a popular just, thing?
I don't know. Let me see. I think there was like, he had like 10,000 Twitter followers.
10,000?
Oh, no, 4 grand. It's the name of his account is It Came From The VCR.
Okay.
And, like, his cover photo was, like, an 80s cartoon. Obviously, a picture was taken off of VHS. And I'm like, well, that's kind of... Let me see what this guy's got going on. And then I scrolled through his Twitter feed, and it was pretty much just either screenshots of something from the VHS tape from the 80s, or it was, like, a GIF of just something random from a VHS tape, which is all fine. I mean, that interests me very much. I was raised in the 80s.
Why?
You know?
Why does that interest you?
It does. It's nostalgic. There's a movie that I bought online like a little while ago called the WNUF Halloween Special, and it was amazing because literally 60% of it was just commercials they made up to look like local 80s business commercials.
Speaking of commercials.
Oh, we have a new sponsor.
We do have a new sponsor. We have several spots for our new sponsor that will be playing throughout the show. I'm sorry. Get back to what you're saying.
So there's just this account, and I was, like, interested in it. And then you go down, like, 10 tweets, and it's just him peddling his just randomly colored T-shirts that just say VHS dude on them. And then you go through another, like, 10 GIFs, and it's another post for his, you know, multicolored shirts that just say VHS dude.
Well, guys, welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I'm sorry, me and Travis got into a conversation. I wanted to finish it before, you know, we got you guys into this whole thing. Something's going on
the
tweeters
that we have together.
Yeah. We got to talk. We got to catch up. I mean, this is our chat every week. So, I'm Mike. I'm joined by my co-host Travis via Skype.
Only this one. Only this guy.
Yeah, we're doing this whole internet radio thing. Join us Monday nights, strangelabel.com, right after the world-famous Fernicast. How is everybody? I myself am good. We have a sponsor now. That's exciting.
We had sponsors before, to be fair.
Yeah, but this is like a major player.
It's a legitimate one. Like, I feel really good about this. I feel like we've made it.
Right. This is the big time, Travis. Mm-hmm. Next week, just throwing it out there, might be a double dick week. And I hope that our sponsor is willing to pay double.
Is that how that works?
Is that how it works? I don't really know.
I don't know if they pay more. Because, I mean, if they're going to pay more per how many episodes we do per week, I say we do one a day.
And just be like, all right, pay up, guys.
Yeah, of course. It's like, oh, yeah, you didn't know we do 7 episodes a week? Well, you told us you were paying us per episode. So here we go.
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. We see we're all out of sorts now because you're telling me about weird Twitter accounts with VHS tape.
Yeah,
gifts
VHS and, dudes.
And it got me all out of sorts. See, I have a plan on how things are supposed to go. They're supposed to go in a certain way.
I do feel sorry about that. I might have had 1 to 2 too many White Russians.
You have been having some alcoholic beverages?
Yeah.
Well, you've already said more this week than you did last week. Last week, you were in a bit of a mood. You were a bit down, it seemed. At the break, Drunk says, "What's up with Travis, man?" And he was right. You seemed kind of down. But you seemed to be in better spirits.
Did I perk up after the break?
He was a bit of a shitty britches last week.
Oh, you know why? That's Chicago was playing, and I wasn't watching it.
Well, that's why Napier isn't here this week, because St. Louis is playing. The St. Louis Blues are playing downtown, and Napier went to the game. So,
well, at least he went and is not like sitting at his new house watching the game.
Right. Well, I mean, he told us he went.
By the ghost of hockey.
I'll believe it when I see pictures.
When you see the ticket stub.
Yeah, I want him to bring a ticket stub to prove he was at the game.
There was probably some new downloadable content that released today.
He's still addicted to Fallout 4.
So, I mean, it was a busy week, guys. Obviously, the France thing happened. Charlie Sheen has the HIV, and the big story, of course, is Mizzou, right?
No, that's over. We're done with that now.
No,
they had 4 days, and then a lot of people died. So now it's over. Like, no more Mizzou.
No, that's a big deal. See, the funny thing is like, they were out doing protests. Now, first of all, I'm not too familiar with what's going on. I read a little bit about it. I asked people what was going on. Apparently, there was some like racial events, like people throwing out naughty words and stuff like that. I think that people were drawing swastikas with poop, which I mean, like, I myself am not a black person, but if I walked by, is a swastika a thing for black people? I thought that was for the Jews.
I believe it's for if you like whites only, but that have blonde and blue
eyes. it's been co-opted. But as far as I'm concerned, if you're a Jew and you see all of these other minorities aligning against the hatred of the swastika, talking about how it's a hate crime, I'd be a little pissed off. There wasn't thousands and thousands of your kind wiped out by fucking
isn't the response to that as an adult and not like a child to see that somebody's drawn a swastika in poop? Isn't it just to say, haha, that racist guy got poop on his fingers? I mean, like, to have much more of a reaction than that just seems silly. It seems juvenile.
Like, hey, that person was obviously insane because they're drawing pictures with feces.
And I mean, with the France thing, it's awful. We need to find the people who did it, and we need to get rid of them. Fuck those people. But, like, are we gonna go kill more people and do like this? Well, fuck them. We're going to blow up all the...
Well, that's the problem, right? Like, you have to... There's like a line, because do you remember like how quickly everybody was to react after 9/11 happened? And they're like, everybody in the whole country, regardless of what they say now, was fucking kill them.
But
kill
there's
every one of them.
There's so much neat shit out there, guys. What are we doing? Like the patriotism and the going out and killing each other because of your country or your religion or whatever. Just stop it. It's dumb. I just solved it there, guys.
You're not changing anybody's
Can we please
mind.
just let everybody know? Just stop it.
You could have just mic dropped it right there. And
yeah.
Boom.
Just stop it. Grow up. What are you doing?
Mike's taking a hard stance.
I'm taking a hard stance. I'm saying that killing people is stupid. And we should stop it.
What if they fuck your bitch, yo?
That's kind of what it is. It's like, yo, bro, they disrespected our girl. What are we going to do?
Let's shoot up their grandma's house.
I believe I was talking to Dan, and he said something along the lines of like, you know, the people's opinion of America is so shitty, and it would cost so little just to like go dig some wells and send some medicine to people and stuff. And just like,
yeah, just, you know how much easier it would be for us to just stop bombing people?
Yeah, just go dig some wells and be like, hey, guys, we built you this well.
Look, water.
I mean, that's cool, right? That was nice of us to do.
Yeah, but what do we do when they like shoot us while we're building this well?
They won't if we give enough time between us bombing them and us building wells. We've been bombing somebody so long.
They're going to say, fuck you, don't build this well here?
Well, I mean, don't they already have this like a preeminent hatred towards Americans anyway?
I think that's the long con, is you get more people on our side so that they can't go recruit people and say, these assholes bombed you. What the hell are you friends with them for?
And every time you see anybody interviewed from those countries that was part of one of these, you know, quote unquote terror attacks, regardless of how big they were, it was always them saying, yeah, my nephew got fucking blown up at his 4-year-old birthday party by these fucking bombs by accident.
Anchor in the chat says, I do love it when non-religious people say religious people should just stop. It's silly, Anchor. It's silly that you're going around killing people for the ghost daddy. Tell ghost daddy that you're just going to live good. The dick show isn't really the preferred place for
for this conversation.
This conversation at all. I apologize, but it's present in our minds.
And that's the thing. That's part of who we are, so sorry.
And the thing is, all of these people on social media, like they all change their picture to the French flag. Oh.
I remember a couple years ago we wanted to change French fries to freedom fries and American fries.
Because
we hate the French so
bad. I just imagine the people of France got up Sunday morning and they said, fuck, man, our city is in shambles. What are we going to do? Let's check Facebook and see if Drunk has changed his profile picture. Is Mike, Drunk behind us, guys?
You have to think about the mentality of the people on Facebook, though. Because the same ones that were changing their profile picture color and posting about it, they were also posting about this massacre in Kenya, you know, where 147 people were killed.
No, they weren't.
I saw that in one out of every three Facebook posts, and it was them posting about how this Kenya place got bombed, and oh my God, we got to pray for Kenya, not just Paris. And not one of them realized that that happened in April earlier this year. Nobody knew that happened months ago.
Oh, and the people sharing their personal stories of that one time they went to France. You know,
oh yeah,
guys,
them in front of
I was
Tower.
There 4 years ago. This could have been me.
Right.
Mike, I almost posted a picture of my wife and I in front of the Eiffel Tower in Las Vegas and then changed my profile picture color. Because I've never been to Paris, but I thought that'd be fucking amazing.
But you were at the Eiffel Tower in Las Vegas. And that whole thing is just me, 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 me.
Yeah.
Guys, look at me.
It's all me. It's all fucking me.
Guys, I could have been there. It could have been me, guys. Drunk, as you may have heard, We do have a sponsor.
A new sponsor.
Whoa.
High-profile sponsor.
And I mean, we are about 20 minutes into the show, so it's probably about time I play the first of many advertisements we
yeah,
have.
Yeah, how many drops did they
Happy
send
Go
us? Like
t-shirts?
Three, four?
Throughout the show, we have several commercials for our new sponsor. Are you ready for the first one, Drunk?
Sure.
All
I
right.
get behind them 100% and no matter what they're peddling, I love this company.
You're big on them?
I love this brand.
All
I
right.
I think everything they're doing is great.
Well, here we go.
There's 319 million people in the United States, and 1.9% of them identify themselves as gay. So us here at Dunkin' Donuts have a message for them. Fuck you. Look, we know in 2015 that isn't a popular opinion, but if you consider the consequences of us saying that, thousands of news outlets, blogs, and jackoffs on the internet saying Dunkin' Donuts, we're pretty comfortable with our stance. Hell, if you 6 million queers want to draw even more attention to us by protesting or something, even better. When you get cold standing out there advertising for us for free, come on in for one of our 6 delicious signature blend coffees and one of our collectible non-denominational holiday cups. This holiday season, keep it fresh in your mind. America runs on Dunkin'.
That was weird.
Wait.
Dunkin's getting kind of edgy on us there.
Yeah, I didn't hear that before. I said I backed them 100%.
I don't know about that, guys. We have a couple more. Maybe they'll get better. What do you think?
Maybe it's like parody. You know what I mean? Like they're trying to point it out in a sarcastic manner, saying, "Hey, guys, don't worry about it. We're still running. It's America. Let's get a cup of coffee and go to work."
Huh. They'll probably get better. Like Spooky Month's Haunted Places got better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So by the end, amazing.
Yes.
You know it is hashtag Hen Turkey Month.
Okay.
Did we ask for submissions for this?
We need to, guys. If you got your favorite hand turkeys, you send them on over to the at WFO Dix or WFO Dix on Facebook. You know,
hey,
of those
it doesn't
things.
Even have to
have
be
we
your
got
favorite.
Any submissions
guys,
yet?
Draw your own hand turkey.
Yeah,
it's a
it
celebration.
Doesn't even have to be your favorite. Your kid could do that in preschool. Send it on over.
Yeah, guys. So Hand Turkey Month. Look for that all month long. So we celebrate the art form that is the hand turkey. It's something that we're passionate about. That's all I'm saying.
I think about it every day.
The hand turkeys?
Of course.
See, now, what you're really going to do to get points with us, you give us a hand turkey that is decorated like the French flag.
Jeez.
A blue, white, and red hand turkey is what
I seriously thought you were going to say, if you really want to score points, you'll make all of us hosts of WFOD into hand turkeys in front of a bunch of microphones.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
I'd be totally into that.
Yeah, do that. And while you're at it, hey, guys, we're running out of time on Flat Drunk. We've gotten a lot of submissions thus far, all from one person. Where's everybody else, guys? Where is our Flat Drunk submission? Is it because we stopped? Oh, are you doing the box?
I don't know. I would imagine that one of us has to so it actually gets done.
Right.
Did you see how nice that prize package that Jay Adson got from another podcast was?
Did Jay Adson get a prize package from another podcast? I'm going to get jealous.
I think he did, and it looked like there was some pretty nice shit in there. So I guarantee whoever wins this next contest for Flat Drunk, they're going to get a WFOD hand turkey shirt.
Hand turkey shirt?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah, it is badass.
I would like to say it's badass.
We even made new Flat Drunk poses, Drunk.
We did a lot of Flat Drunk poses.
I know, like sexy ones.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I guess nobody wants to embrace the sexy side of drunk.
We even like took like requests, and those people haven't even like...
Drunk?
Drunk, are you high?
Be honest, Drunk.
Yeah.
All right. Just checking.
A little bit.
But I can't remember the last time I didn't come to the show high. So.
I love your honesty, buddy.
That's not out of the norm.
So what you do,
uh-huh.
you trace your hand.
Oh, I get the concept of a hand turkey. What I'm stuck on is you're telling them to do the French flag, and I'm just wondering how many people are going to fuck it up and make it the wrong French flag. Make it the Czechoslovakia. No, well, like, you know, Czechoslovakia is red, white, and blue too.
Is it horizontal?
No, I think the
red is on the other side.
Yeah.
So like, if you had a French flag, you could really just turn it the other way, and it would be a Czechoslovakian flag.
I'm pretty well. A Czech Republic flag.
I mean, you'd have to crop it because
no, the Czech flag has like a triangle in it somewhere. Like the blue is.
I'm sorry, it's Holland. Holland is what I'm thinking of. It's inverted.
See, that's too similar. One of them should change.
I agree, but
see, now if I were Holland, I would be super pissed off that the French flag was so similar and like they were getting all this press because
there's only so many primary colors you can use for a flag though, Mike.
But there's so many other colors. Why does it have to be primary colors?
What are we gonna do, like the Crayola macaroni and cheese crayon color? the glow colors.
You know who's got the right idea is fucking Brazil, man. They got like a green flag with a big yellow triangle and then a big blue circle in the middle, and then the circle has shit on it. Their flag is cool.
Is America's flag not cool?
I mean, America's flag is fine, but you know what we need? We need to start getting some teal on flags.
Teal? What is this, 1995?
It was teal big in 1995? I would venture so far as to say that teal is still a pretty big deal, John.
It exists, but I'll tell you what, being a big fan of Boys to Men in the 90s...
Yeah, colors don't go
teal,
away.
Teal was a huge deal in the 90s.
Was teal a Boys to the Men thing? Did they have a song about teal?
I'm just like trying to put you where I was.
Well, I mean, think of like all the expansion.
I want to know what teal and Boys to Men have to do with each other. That's what I want.
A general conception of where we were in 1995.
Did Boys to Men have a teal album cover?
The Fresh Prince was wearing. You know what I mean? Will Smith wore a lot of teal and random oranges and yellows.
I still wear teal. Well, I have four teal shirts.
Think of the expansion teams from the 90s.
Carolina.
The Mighty Ducks had teal. Jacksonville Jaguars.
T2 had it. Teal. D2 had it.
Miami Ducks. Or Miami. Miami Marlins. Well, Florida Marlins at the time. Teal.
Teal. San Jose.
San Jose, teal, yep. All the expansion teams in the mid-90s had teal or purple.
The Arizona Diamondbacks had teal.
Yep.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin had a quadruple A team. That was teal.
Carolina Panthers. I got that in the chat. The teal.
Cam Newton.
Well, that's more of a powder blue, ain't it?
Fuck you, drunk.
We don't talk about powder blue here.
Powder blue. It's all the same fucking thing.
Well, no, because Carolina's more like a Carolina blue.
No, it's the color of Jim Carrey's suit in Dumb and Dumber where they went to that owl preserve party. That's teal.
Is it sacrilege to say I've never seen that movie?
So, Boys to Men and teal. I want to know what those two things.
I just
have to
told
do
you. It's just kind of like it's the showing you where we were in the.
So 90s. When you think of the color teal, you think of what color do you think?
The
of?
The only reason that I just thought about Boys to Men in relation to teal in relation to the 90s is because I just listened to their greatest hits on repeat for like 4 days. And it
drunk
was the best time of my life.
We're gonna play a game. I'm gonna name 90s bands.
Uh huh.
And
oh. Can I play?
Just as yeah, you guys both play. As soon as I name the band, you tell me what color you associate with that band.
Make these real 90s bands, not bands that are still around now.
Sugar Ray.
Red.
Why is Travis taking so long to answer?
Oh, I just blacked out. You said Sugar Ray. That's terrible. Yellow Belly.
Smash Mouth.
Red.
Black.
Nickelback.
Gray.
Yellow.
Collective Soul.
Blue.
Blue, actually.
Is it because their one album that you can think of had a blue cover?
Absolutely.
My reasoning, too. One fucking album cover.
Guys, I mean, with that, I'd say we should definitely play another ad from our sponsor and take a quick break. We will be back in just a couple of minutes. Thank you for being with us.
In observance of Black History Month, us here at Dunkin' Donuts have decided the best way to celebrate is to raise the price of coffee by 25 cents for our black customers. Ooh, I bet that gets all you liberal blogger keyboard warriors fired up, doesn't it? Go ahead, boycott. After 2 months of constant media attention, we'll just call the whole thing off or pay Kevin Hart to do commercials for us or something. By then, we'll be such a household name, our egg white flatbread will forever exist in your subconscious. This winter season, keep it fresh in your mind. America runs on Dunkin'.
Master Bruce, it appears the Penguin is loose, raining terror on Gotham. Shall I prepare the Bat-Twitter?
Yes, Alfred.
Very well, Master Bruce. I will alert Master Dick as well.
All right, let's see here. Let's go with a hashtag, of course. Shit. I stand with Gotham. Yeah, looks good. Send.
Holy empty gesture, Batman! We've done it! Your hashtag activism combined with my thoughts and prayers have thwarted the Penguin. What should we do now? Should we make some memes or something?
Well, Robin, I don't know what you intend to do, but I personally am headed down to the Batcave to suck my own dick.
Dog Eat Dog. Strangelabel.com.
Welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype.
That's an awesome number, by the way. I keep forgetting to tell you that.
636-487-HAND?
Yeah.
You like that?
Hand.
Well, there is something that I... And it, really, all this is a, hey, I have this funny clip I found on YouTube. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Can I really tell you real quick? Okay. I just ran upstairs during the break to go outside and take a piss. And I came back down those same stairs. I don't know, 10 of them. I'm very winded.
Did you fall down said stairs?
No, I just walked. I didn't even jog up or down them. And this is ridiculous.
Not even like a hop in the step?
No, of course not. My kids are sleeping.
So we were on the subject of bands from, I guess, the late 90s, early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Godsmack. Drunk, when I say Godsmack, what color comes to your mind?
Gold.
Gold? Travis?
I give that a nice deep red with a black border.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the Godsmack is out touring
mm-hmm.
and playing shows, and they recently played a show in the Seattle area. And Sully from Godsmack is a big fan of the New England Patriots.
Okay.
And he made some kind of comment about his Pats. I believe he is from the Boston area.
Sure.
And the Seattle crowd
was none too pleased.
Was none too pleased that Sully made a comment about the Pats.
Because can I really quick say that Godsmack is one of those bands where I don't feel like anybody in the band should be a fan of, like, the NFL? It
just doesn't seem They don't seem look right. like... Well, I guess everybody really isn't somewhat of an NFL. You're a fan of where you're from.
Isn't that kind of the thing, though? Like, actors want to be rock stars, and rock stars want to be fucking athletes, and athletes want to be actors, kind of.
I guess.
So anyway,
yeah, maybe.
they began a chant about how much the Patriots suck, and Sully was not very happy about that.
At his show they did that. I
want to play the clip.
Do you happen to know like how deep into the show this was?
I don't.
Okay.
Well, they're chanting Seahawks.
What did you say? Fuck the Pats? Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. Let's just say fuck the Pats for a second. What's your football team? The Seattle fucking Seahawks. Is that your team?
That's
real. Yeah. Well, let me tell you something about those flukes. They have That's sucked really big fucking what dick this year.
It is. It's very ballsy.
People have. Who's fucking undefeated right now? New England Patriots are. That's right.
But it gets so much worse.
Oh, you can kind of hear
it. You started it. You started it. We're going to go undefeated this year, and you guys are not because you can't because you already lost a bunch of games. You lost a bunch of games. Seattle Seahawks. They suck big fucking dick into it.
I actually like Godsmack better.
2015, yeah.
And not that I like the Patriots, I hate them motherfuckers too.
What did you say? Big cocks? I don't think so. Maybe little cocks. Seattle Seahawks. Yeah! I like that song.
There's still a minute of this.
I think I'm going to record that as soon as I get fucking home tonight. You guys are fun. Okay, listen, let's get serious for a second here. Dude, why are you flipping me off? It's not my fault your team has lost a bunch of games. I know, they're so good. I keep supporting them. I promise you they're not even going to make the fucking playoffs. They're not even going to make the playoffs. No fucking way. They're a big fluke and they're going away today. The Seattle Seahawks suck your fucking... No, okay, I'm kidding. I was just getting into singing. I was trying to figure out some melodies. I need to change the chords, though. That's what the problem is. I don't think the problem is with the lyrics, Tony. It's with the chord progression. It's limiting me to what I can sing as a melody.
I think he should just go on tour with this act where he just goes up there and like talks shit about the city and all their sports teams and sings like the Godsmack tunes, but with new lyrics about how much like, you know, the Seahawks suck and fuck the Mariners.
have you heard his like Have you heard his solo stuff? Like, you know how Godsmack has always got, like, really deep bass, and they have, like, those background, like, singers that sound like they're doing, like, African hymnals or whatever.
Right.
Like his solo stuff is that times 100. And I think that would be hilarious if he didn't put on any pretense and he just went out there and played.
Got a whole bunch of, like, tribal drums in the background.
But about just shitty jock bar talk, you know? Like,
hey, Houston, the Texans really blow.
So
too bad for J.J. Watt. He'll never get a ring. Yeah.
So is it going to be tough for me?
Hey, fuck the Astros.
Is it going to be tough for him to go back to Seattle now?
No, I don't think so. I'm sure people got a kick out of it in the grand scheme of things. I think I saw Godsmack live like a really, really long time ago, and they were pretty good. There was a lot of fire. Like, their stage show involved a lot of fire. And I think like, even if you weren't I wasn't a huge Godsmack fan, but you go there and you can be distracted by all the things going on.
Was it at the outdoor or the stadium?
It was at the outdoor. It was at the amphitheater.
Gotcha.
I had seats, so it was like a whole thing.
Okay.
I'm bitter against Godsmack because I had a buddy of mine. We went to a rock fest, and he was talking up Godsmack like it's the best thing he's ever saw. I've seen him three times. It's amazing. Sully comes out on this rotating drum deck, and they have these drum battles. It's pyro. It's fucking insane. And then I saw them that year, and Sully came out, and they had a white T-shirt, cheap backdrop, and they played their songs, and they went backstage.
Huh.
I was very disappointed.
Anchor in the chat says he's using wrestling heel tactics. That is accurate. It was definitely like a... maybe see, like, and then he can probably get them back on his side, like, you know, all right, now we're gonna play voodoo, you know,
right?
And then everybody, yeah, voodoo.
As I'm sure they all sound like that in the
all right, voodoo
in the crowd.
What, when you picture a Godsmack fan, what do you see?
Kind of like a Pantera fan. Pantera, really? T-shirt. Somebody wants to scream at me.
Somebody looks angry.
Yeah.
A 35-year-old father of two who works in an office and manages a handful of people.
Okay, how about this? The 35-year-old father of two that has a sleeve of tattoos but still works at the pizza place.
What percentage of people who can honestly say, I mean, not just like the casual... when their song comes on the radio, I don't turn it off. The actual Godsmack fan, the people that have Godsmack posters, what percentage of them
like own a Godsmack CD?
I mean, I think everybody probably, if you listen to rock music from 1995 to 2005, you probably have a Godsmack CD.
Okay.
I'm saying a Godsmack fan, by God. What percentage of them have barbed wire tattooed on them somewhere?
75%.
No, I'm not just limiting this to people with barbed wire on their arms, although I would imagine that is a great majority of them. I'm saying
barbed wire
anywhere tattooed on them.
I'm gonna say 40%. Conservatively.
40 to 75.
Well, yeah,
that's a pretty broad spectrum. Drunk, you're basically saying it's somewhere
in the middle.
It's between 1 and 5 out of every 10.
But does that include like barbed wire cover up tattoos too? Like they covered up their barbed wire.
Now, if you found out,
I don't think they'd still go to the Godsmack show if they covered up their barbed wire.
If you found out that the Godsmack troll tour was coming to town,
oh, and
like
they're just
going to
troll your city? Oh, wow, absolutely.
You would go, right?
I'd pay probably in the neighborhood of, I don't know, 40, 50 for that.
To go sit in a stadium and have
and just
Sully
have,
like
just
talk
rip
shit about
the stadium. St. Louis going to L.A. Won't be having football. Blues have never won the Stanley Cup. They fucking suck. Poverty in the city.
The elevator up to the arch is kind of clunky.
The barbecue's better in Kansas City.
So what's going on with you, Travis? You had things. You sent me things throughout the week.
Well, I wanted to say, first of all, like, you had gotten a hold of me after last week and said, why are you typing so loud? And every time you move, I can hear your chair. So what I did this week is I sell a bunch of shit on eBay, comic books and old soda bottles, whatever. This week, I grabbed, like, the biggest pieces of bubble wrap that I can find. And I stuck one giant piece under my laptop and one under my microphone.
You see, now, the thing is I don't hear the problems until I listen back to the show afterwards.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
while we're
like,
doing
you,
the show,
well,
I'm
know
not...
You know now. You know now.
I know that if... So now you're popping bubbles. I hear you doing it now.
Well,
you just popped like four bubbles.
He did that to like show effect that he's making a concerted effort to try.
Have you been popping bubbles the whole show? When I listen back, am I going to hear a bunch of goddamn bubbles popping?
Yeah, when you listen back, you're probably going to hear bubbles from the minute we started. But at least you probably...
I have a pretty good feeling I'm going to hear a lot of drunk breathing this week.
But you won't hear typing or my chair moving or my microphone.
I feel like I'm a pretty considerable amount back from the microphone.
See, that's the problem, drunk. The problem with you is... If you're too close to the microphone, I hear you breathing. But then if you stay back, you don't move forward to talk. So then you're really quiet when you do talk. So you're like a conundrum that I haven't been able to crack yet. You've been on the show for years, and I still haven't been able to figure out exactly how to get you to not sound like total dog shit.
I'm sorry.
I think he sounds like a fucking dream every single week.
Maybe the baby Jesus and Fergie mixed into one. The voice of an angel.
And arms of an angel.
Oh. But you sent me things, though, Travis. You sent me actual things.
What did I send you?
You've been sending me things all week. You don't have any things?
I completely forget every time I send them. I think half of them are future prospects.
Well, I mean, the future is now, baby.
The future? Is it? We're looking at a widely known guest for something that he was known for before. He's now known for something different in a different realm.
Oh, have you heard from him?
I have not heard from him.
So we're not looking at him.
Well, I am. I'm still looking. I emailed him on Saturday. I haven't heard back yet. So
we can safely assume that you're probably not going to hear from him, and we shouldn't even be talking about it.
Yeah, that's probably accurate.
So, I saw this story. The New Haven, Connecticut Police Department is going around and looking for unlocked cars and stealing things out of people's cars and leaving them notes telling them that they shouldn't leave their cars unlocked. And to come down to the police station to get their things back.
Seems like kind of a racket.
Because they're trying to teach people that they should lock their cars. So instead of like trying to like do something productive, they're just stealing stuff
out
of
people's
cars.
Could you imagine if you walked out to your car and you saw a cop taking a fucking laptop?
No, you remember that video of that clown that like smashed dummies' heads with a sledgehammer and then chased people?
No, but I'm going. I'm with you.
Okay, let's say I see somebody.
Sorry.
Let's say I see somebody breaking into my car. And
shoot him.
I run out to confront them and a struggle ensues. And I just like beat the shit out of this guy. And then I find out later
he's a cop.
Am I in trouble? I mean, he was committing a crime,
right?
I mean,
you get in trouble for fucking petting a horse. I mean...
What do you mean you get in trouble for
petting
a horse?
If you pet, like, a cop horse, you get assault charges.
Why would you get in trouble for...
No, that sounds like bullshit. Johnny Five in Short Circuit Part 2 pet a fucking horse, and he didn't get in trouble.
No, I see a horse of any kind, I'm petting it.
Yeah,
they're majestic creatures.
I'm not saying that they're not majestic. Not as majestic as like unicorns, but they're still pretty majestic.
No, like if I pet like a dude and he doesn't want to be petted, that's a different story. But a horse, I can pet a horse, right?
You'd think so, but no.
I can't pet a horse? Do they have signs posted?
It's the same way with the, like, can you pet a police dog? No, they'll get you on assault.
What do you mean you can't pet a police dog?
That's the thing, man.
If a dog runs up on me and he's all like, you know, hey, I'm a dog, I'm going to pet the dog,
cop, you don't want that cop dog to run up on you, that is for sure.
They don't have, like, their spare time where they're just dogs?
Nope.
They're all business all the time?
Even at home.
Until they're old as fuck, and then you can adopt them from the police department.
But generally, that cop usually adopts them.
But their years of training might come back in an instant.
Well, yeah, usually it's the cop that keeps them.
And then 10 years into your ownership of him, so he's like 20, so that's a really old fucking dog.
He starts having, like, flashbacks.
Well, think about it. Like, you know, you're sick of the sangria, so you decide to get a little bag, you know what I mean? You toke a little joint, a little J. A little marijuana cigarette, a little wacky tobacky, and that dog rips your throat out.
Because he's like, hey, this is against the law, and I swore an oath.
And I'm a dog, and if there's one thing I know, it's the law.
That is accurate.
See, but the dog doesn't know the law. The dog just knows to kill.
The dog knows what the human taught him.
Oh, just like those Ms. U students.
I don't... What?
Those sad, sad, safe space, coddled, helicopter-parented Ms. U students.
See, the funny thing about that is, like, they had a list of demands, and, like, they wanted the president to resign. So the president, he resigned.
Barack Obama?
No, the president of Mizzou. He's out. He said...
Yeah, he left immediately. He said, he's like, see you later.
Fuck, no problem, guys. You want me out? I'm out. Who gives a shit? That's cool. I'll be out. So he's gone, but they're still protesting.
Can I tell you, though, what this is breeding? Like, everybody's, like, cheering and jumping up and down for the abolishment of racism in this school, when really it's a bunch of spoiled white kids saying, I heard something about a black guy one time and it made me feel uncomfortable. Like, this, it's breeding. You heard the Vox code of conduct?
No.
You didn't hear the Vox media code of conduct?
I think that's one of the things you sent me.
Oh.
And I said, oh, well, you can tell me about it on Monday.
Well, I did send you something then, but it's
What is Vox?
It's an actual, it's like a media company. They, you know, they produce media. So it's like a million different other companies where it just produces content. It's a thing.
But what does it produce? Like,
Truthfully, is it a
cable channel, internet? What is
maybe
source of news? Well, so okay,
maybe it creates all those things.
So the correct answer is you don't know, and who gives a shit?
Yeah, essentially, okay. All I know that this is a company that actually employs people.
Like, okay,
people work for this place,
right?
And they instated a new code of conduct recently, and this code of conduct obviously is against harassment, which every, you know, company code of conduct it is. You don't want people to be harassed.
So don't pinch people's asses.
Yeah, of course. Like, which, the obvious things.
Give people their fucking space.
Right. Like, sexual harassment, that's not a thing that we can condone.
Yeah, don't call ladies toots.
Yeah, don't be racist. Don't slap a guy on the ass.
Don't take up skirts.
Right. Yeah, the common sense ones that only dirty, dirty pieces of shit actually do. But their code of conduct, it's new. Let me read it to you. It doesn't get too crazy until the third paragraph. So I'm going to try to read the first two paragraphs real fast.
So this is beyond what a standard code of conduct would be.
As far as I'm concerned, I work for a big corporation, and they have their rules. And obviously, you don't offend anybody. You don't harass anybody. And that makes complete sense.
Right.
But this one goes a little bit further. So, unacceptable behaviors for Vox Media. The product team is committed to providing a welcoming and safe environment for people of all races, gender identities, gender expressions, sexual orientations, physical abilities, physical appearances, socioeconomic backgrounds, nationalities, ages, religions, and beliefs.
Covers just about everything there.
That was a mouthful.
Okay.
Discrimination and harassment are expressly prohibited in our employee handbook, of course. Harassment includes, but is not limited to, intimidation, stalking, unwanted photography, inappropriate physical conduct, use of sexual or discriminatory imagery, comments or jokes, sexist, racist, ableist, or otherwise discriminatory or derogatory language, and unwelcome sexual attention. That all makes sense,
that,
right?
That all makes perfect sense.
They did cover all of their bases.
Yeah.
Obviously.
So that's it. That's it, right?
No. It goes on. Furthermore, any behavior or language which is unwelcoming, whether or not it rises to the level of harassment, is also strongly discouraged. Much exclusionary behavior takes the form of microaggressions. That's a new word. That's like a couple years old, I think.
Microaggressions?
Microaggressions. Like, you don't know you're being aggressive, but you might be subconsciously.
Well,
Mike, let me tell you. It's subtle put-downs which may unconsciously be delivered. Regardless of intent, microaggressions can have a significant negative impact on victims and have no place on their team.
Well, okay.
There are a host of behaviors and language.
Is this all in the thing?
This is still going on. Yes.
You're reading verbatim still.
Verbatim.
Okay.
Word for
so
word.
You're not explaining to me. You're actually reading.
Oh, no. I'm absolutely reading this. I could never remember this much garbage.
Okay.
There are a host of behaviors and language common on tech teams which are worth noting as specifically unwelcome. Avoid, quote unquote, well actualies. Pedantric corrections that are often insulting and unproductive. Make an effort to not interrupt your colleague while they are speaking.
Is that a microaggression?
That is absolutely a microaggression.
God, how quick would I be fired?
Note that you should never respond with surprise when someone asks for help. And take care neither to patronize your colleagues nor assume complete knowledge of a topic. The last point is especially important when talking about technical topics. Many women and people of color in the tech industry have many tales of either being mansplained about a field in which they are experts.
This is also part of the code of conduct?
Or also,
they use the word mansplained in a code of conduct?
And since this has come out, I've seen the word whitesplained much more often. So anyway, the last line of the sentence is, or else excluded from learning opportunities because a colleague wouldn't make an effort to answer questions. Don't be that person. Remember that your colleagues may have expertise you are unaware of and listen at least as much as you speak. The Vox Code of Conduct. So my takeaway real quick before we talk about it is that don't be surprised if someone asks you for help. Even if you think they're smarter than the question that they ask are, okay? So just forget that. And then when you're trying to talk them through a thing, don't mansplain that. Don't talk to them like they're a child, even though they're asking you for help. The end.
So is this just their way of being able to fire whoever they want, whenever they want? Because there's no way that you can follow all these codes all the time.
It certainly seems like it. What they're trying to do is to not make somebody feel bad for asking help, which is legitimate. You should never feel bad for asking help.
No.
But also, if somebody's explaining something to you, it might come off, I don't know, like they know more than you do, which is why you ask them for help in the first place.
Correct. Well, the other whole don't cut off your colleague.
I'm sorry. I got something else to say.
I feel like that happens in my place of work all the time.
I think that happens in all places of work always.
So the guy that you're supposed to help shouldn't feel bad that you're helping him. And you should talk to him not like a child, but as an adult telling somebody else how to do something. But then also don't cut him off if he tries to tell you the wrong way to do it. That was my big thing from the week.
All right.
I just don't understand why we can't just exist on this plane.
So I guess I gotta know what their like write-up scale is.
Free.
Do I get a verbal warning and then a couple write-ups before I get fired for this?
Or? I mean, it just seems like the cost of doing business is just, it's just getting higher and higher And there's so many more rules than there ever were.
Oh, you have no idea, dude. I have to wait for a guy to not show up 3 days in a row before I could fire him.
Yeah.
That is standard corporate deals. Like, you have to wait for them to not... But they can't call in. Because if they call in, even on the fifth day, you can't fire them.
Like, you know that scene in the Star Wars when they're in the trash thing and, like, the walls are closing in? Like, that's the world. Well, the world is a trash compactor, and we're all in it, and the walls just are steadily closing in on us.
If I can elaborate on that, we're just going I think that's the universe, and Luke Skywalker, who gets pulled under the water by that weird trash can monster, is actually the Earth.
And now, a message from Dunkin' Donuts.
We here at Dunkin' Donuts HQ have talked it over, and we've decided Jennifer Lawrence isn't really all that great. There, we said it. Enough already with your constant praises of this nitwit. And hey, we know she's going to be doing a publicity tour for Hunger Games, and that the timing for this is all wrong. How horrible would it be for us if Jimmy Fallon was to say our name a whole bunch of times right before you go to bed? In the morning, you'll get out of bed craving our iced macchiato, which for women is served in cups 70% smaller than the ones we give men. This holiday season, keep it fresh in your mind. America runs on Dunkin'.
I don't know about these Dunkin' Donuts guys.
Yeah, I don't. Can you like just say you don't want their sponsorship, or are they paying enough?
See, it was like one of those things where they just wanted us to run their ads this week, and like to see how it goes, like to see if you know, their new marketing strategy.
Did we get some new microphones out of them or something?
Well, no. We forgot to
see,
say that.
I promised them like, you know, that they would see a difference, like they'd get the WFOD bump. So be sure to tweet at Dunkin' Donuts and let them know that you totally dig their new marketing strategy. Actually, you probably shouldn't do that.
And also,
yeah, you probably shouldn't do that at all.
When you go through the Dunkin' Drive-In Donut or Donuts Drive-In, say WFOD sent you.
Right, right. Gets that sweet Dunkin' Donuts money.
As a matter of fact, you should probably send it to like a news outlet.
Oh, the Dunkin' Donuts commercials?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that would kind of like go on, you know, the message that they're trying to give. The Starbucks thing, drunk. They're talking so much about Starbucks. Everybody's talking about the goddamn Starbucks cups. And like, see, it's like one of those controversial topics that isn't really even a controversial topic. 12 people are actually offended by Starbucks cups, and the rest of everybody is like, man, those people who think Starbucks cups are controversial are stupid. We should go to Starbucks. Starbucks, Starbucks, Starbucks. Everybody on TV is talking about the Starbucks cups and how controversial they are. Nobody actually thinks they're controversial.
Chick-fil-A don't like the gays.
Right. And Chick-fil-A's doing just fine, bro. Everybody talked about Chick-fil-A for 3 months. Now nobody gives a fuck about Chick-fil-A. They're out there selling plenty of chicken. More people probably know about Chick-fil-A than ever did before.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but you got to brace yourself for the people who hate Walmart and Target for opening up on Thanksgiving. They're coming.
But people go there.
Yeah, all of the people things. That bitch about it are going.
Right.
They love it.
Is it shitty? Yeah. It's shitty that people have to go work on Thanksgiving. But you know what? People go and shop there. So what are they going to do? And you know what? Everybody else is doing it and making money on that day.
I do believe this is America. And if there's a way to make money, you can do
that. And you know what's amazing about that, too, is typically the people that are actually working on those days, they volunteer.
Right.
They say, yeah.
They probably get time and a half or something.
Yeah.
And if you work at fucking Target, time and a half is probably pretty goddamn precious. Fuck, you mean I can come in for 8 hours and you'll pay me 1.5 times what you usually do?
Right.
That sounds great. I didn't really want to hang out with my Aunt Edna anyway.
I get paid for 12 hours and only have to work 8. Sweet.
Yeah, my mom and dad killed the... It was a murder-suicide 10 years ago. I have no family. I'll work.
Yeah, I'm working at Target. My situation in life isn't really all that great.
I'm not even from this city. My family's not
Yeah,
here.
Exactly. I'm just here going to college. No biggie. My parents went to the Caribbean for Thanksgiving. I'm good.
Guys.
Ding.
We should do a Hollywood Fantasy League update.
Yeah, what do we got? Did we win? Yeah.
Well, we're done.
So we won.
Our last two movies finished. Spectre, the James Bond film, made $131 million, had a 60% Metacritic, 79 points.
That's not bad.
For James Bond. And Peanuts made $82 million and has a 67% Metacritic for 55 points. So we're done. We have 175 points.
Wait, so our last two movies got the majority of our points?
Yeah, those were our first two picks.
Oh, what were our other movies?
Goosebumps had 26 and Crimson Peak had 15.
What the fuck is wrong with people for not
so,
those movies?
The Furnacast already has 115 points. They have two movies left, one of them being Star Wars.
So we won.
If we ended today and everybody didn't get their movies...
I would say it's not looking good.
Then yeah, we would win. Star Wars is going to probably make enough points that the Furnacast is going to beat us.
Mike?
Star Wars needs to make 60... Star Wars and Victor Frankenstein need to make 60 points.
Oh. All three of us need to really quickly make a movie blog and then just write terrible reviews about Star Wars and report on Rotten Tomatoes.
Lotus Cast has two movies that have opened so far for a total of 19 points.
And I don't think those other two are going to help them out very much.
The Pixar movie, The Good Dinosaur, will do well. The other movie they have is Joy, with Jennifer Lawrence, who Dunkin' Donuts is not very fond of. And
for good reason.
Bad Flicks so far has 67 points.
They'll probably catch us too.
For Sicario, Black Mass, and Scorch Trials.
Is their last movie? Soleil la fille, la camelot.
They have The Hunger French. Games.
Oh.
Another Jennifer Lawrence film. Good on Dunkin' Donuts to try to besmirch the name of Jennifer Lawrence on our behalf. See, we're working together. So...
So we're effed, basically.
To beat us, the Hunger Games would need to make, what is that?
That would be...
108 points?
108. That's completely...
So Bad Flicks would need to come up with 108 points from the Hunger Games to beat us. The Furnacast is going to beat us.
Yes.
And... the Lotus Cast has two movies left, and they need to make a lot of money.
I'm going to see Star Wars at least three times in the theater.
See, now,
I wish we would have got that.
Now, fuck it. The Lotus Cast might be done, guys. This might be their swan song. Because were they a two-time champion or just a one-time champion? That'd be a real shame if they were gone.
They don't do shows anymore?
Poor guys.
Oh, you mean I don't have to talk to Matt Chuck anymore? That's a real bummer.
So, Drunk, I don't know if you saw the announcement, but apparently there was a worldwide Most Beautiful Vagina contest.
Ooh, boy.
And Drunk, you won!
Hey, hey, hey.
I'm not sure how you enter. I believe you just send snatch pics to some guy. It was probably like some... It was probably just some elaborate scheme by some nerd with a laptop.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just like, hey, you got a pretty vagina? Well, you can win this contest. Send me pictures of your snatch. I'm going to judge them.
So what's the winner get?
From what I understand, the winner gets a contract in which she is flown to Hollywood, and they are going to make a mold of her vagina and sell it to people to fuck.
I thought you were going to say
like a
they were going to fly her to Los Angeles.
Flesh wand.
As many people wanted that, and she gets possible.
She gets a sash, of course.
A flesh wand, basically.
Yeah, yeah. So you can buy a mold of the woman with the world's prettiest vagina. Or
how do you judge that, though?
Do you ever look at it, or do you just kind of like thrust?
I mean, I like vaginas.
Yeah, me too. Well, me too.
Who doesn't?
I mean, but like, I mean, do you ever like just look at them and marvel in their beauty?
I've looked at vaginas that were particularly not attractive.
I concur.
And I've looked at ones and said, that's a good looking puss there.
But typically also it has to be pretty gross for you to be like, yeah, that's not very appetizing.
But you're right. I don't know how you would judge like a pretty vagina contest.
Color? Right. Contrast?
Yeah, that and photography is a big thing too, because, you know, I've seen like the same vagina in like two different movie films. And they've looked completely different. I mean, so, like, there can be good days and bad days.
I feel like there's this guy, this old guy that's balding. He's got, like, a horseshoe balding area. And it's, like, he's got these tiny glasses. And he takes out one of those little, those measurement devices where, you know, you like, move it based on, you know, how big it is. I don't know what the term it is. But it's on a ruler. And he goes out there, and they're all naked, and they have their vagina just sticking out facing.
So it's like the Westminster dog show?
It's like, yeah, it's like the dog show or like a spelling bee. And he goes up there with his glasses, and he looks over the bridge of his nose, and he puts up the little ruler thing to the vagina, and he like spaces out the little thing, and he's like,
and then he writes down measurements in like a yellow legal pad.
Yeah, and then he gets to the last one. And you watch, like, his little measurement device, and it looks like he's about to, like, make it bigger, but then he makes it too big, and then he makes it smaller again, and then he, like, looks at the measurement device and writes it down on his legal pad. He nods at the crowd and then puts his arms out wide, like Creed singing, "Can You Take Me High Enough?" And then the whole crowd erupts in applause, and he, like, bows, and he, like, grabs her hand and has her curtsy. I imagine this whole bit. I'm sorry.
And then she does a lap.
I was thinking more Rick Moranis and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, where he had the two sets of glasses plus the helmet with the fucking magnifying glass on.
Drunk.
Yeah, well, what?
You just brought up Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and I watched that like an hour and a half ago. And I was marveling because Matt Frewer, who was Max Headroom, right?
Yeah.
You're probably old enough to know Max Headroom.
Absolutely.
Max Headroom is in that movie as the father from next door who also lost a child. And if you watch that movie now, you can see that Jim Carrey ripped off his whole thing from Matt Frewer in that movie.
Yeah.
Because every delivery that he gives is a Jim Carrey staple. Watch that movie now and tell me I'm wrong.
Okay. We're talking about the first one, right?
Yeah. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Not Blew Up. Not shrunk ourselves,
okay.
But we just shrunk our four kids.
And then you gotta like go in the with the hammock or with the laundry thing to like not step on them.
Mm-hmm. And then you have to make sure when you're eating Cheerios in the afternoon that you don't eat your son.
Thank God the dog could hear them.
Anyway, vaginas,
guys, everybody out there, please.
That's my mama.
Take care of yourselves, God damn it. Take care of your neighbors. Be kind to one another. Quit fucking around. Just stop it. Knock it off.
I agree.
That's what I have. God damn it, guys. Just knock it off. And thoughts and prayers to Paris and all those people.
And everybody else.
And everybody else. Just, guys, there's so much neat stuff. They're going to have drones out there on Black Friday. Go buy yourself a drone and just fly it around. Not to spy on your neighbors, not to do shady shit. Just because it's fun to fly shit around with a little fucking remote control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, drop them off your potato salad. Do you make really good potato salad? Put it on your drone and deliver it to a random neighbor. They'll very much appreciate random potato salad.
We'll be back next week, guys.
I don't think I will.
You done?
I don't know. We'll see how the internet treats me this week.
Hashtag save Travis.
Do you want me to do something?
Like what?
I don't know, like a Napier ending.
I mean, if you want to say bye to everybody, that would be acceptable.
Drunk, can you improvise an entire episode of Romance is Dead?
Probably not.
Well then, that's your mama.
Slam-a-lama, ding-dong.
Well, the things that summer brings, it's a love you'd kill for.
You to know it's over.
Well, bye.
It's Napier. Listen live every Monday at 9, 8 central. Download past episodes at WFODix.com, just in case you didn't get enough of this. Subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at symbol WFODix. Follow Drunk at symbol DrunkardSTL or Travis at ProduceTravis. Get on Facebook.com and then type in WFO Dicks. Email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. We're not going to listen to any of your suggestions, but we will accept praise and or titty pics. And if you're a fan of Mike, just send him feet. I mean, why do you give a shit? It's feet pics.
I like feet.
Yeah, he likes feet. Send him some feet pics. You don't give a shit. Send him some fucking feet pics. Blam!